I greet you all in the wonderful and precious name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd just like us to turn to a passage of Scripture. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Repeat that once again. For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. I'd like to also just read the book in Titus. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. And we trust the Lord shall bless His holy and precious word as we've all read it together. My name's Rodney, and I'd like to share with you my testimony. And before I share with you my testimony, I stand here nothing, and I ought to give all the glory and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I was born in South Africa, and I was born to Christian parents, to Christian godly parents, and brought up in a Christian home. And in this day and age we live, we get often asked, are you a Christian? And it gets loosely held. You're a Christian because your parents are Christians or your grandparents are Christians. I don't know how the state here is in New Zealand, but in South Africa, there is a certain assumption of that nature of people. And so I was born and brought up in that Christian home, and my parents ensured that the scriptures are read to me and ensured that I go to Sunday school, taught the things of the Lord and taught things of the Bible. But yet, that did not make me a Christian in no way. See, as I grew up, the Word of God says that as believers, you're in this world, but you're not of this world. And so you grow up and you hear the things from the Word of God, but yet, you know, you don't seem to take an interest in it, or you don't seem to have any desire for it. You're there because your parents are sending you to Sunday school, and so you are obedient to your parents, and so you go to Sunday school, and so you put up that face. Or you say the right things, you say the right words. And so you grow up in this way, and I realized dabbling with the things of this world, dabbling to the various aspects that as youngsters go in terms of peer pressure that you get involved with. And so you think that that's going to give you peace, or you think that that's going to give you joy or fulfillment or content. But sooner or later you realized that nothing of this world is going to give you that peace. See, sooner or later realize that there is a deep conflict within yourself. You sooner realize that there's something innately in you that I'm not having any peace. Trying various things of this world to give me this peace, but as this joy, nothing of that nature is giving me any joy or any peace. And so you actually realize, what is this in you, or your conscience, or your mind? What is this in you? Why are you not getting any peace? You trying this, you try this of the world, and nothing. And so you seem to realize this big conflict, because you are at war with God. You see, for we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. See, the word of God says, there is none righteous, no, not one. And so I realized that it was my sinful nature, not because I did something bad, because I was born a sinner. And because I was born a sinner, I have this conflict of war with God, and I have no peace. And I'm very thankful to God of His grace, His sovereign grace, that week in and out, I'm hearing the gospel, but resisting. But I'm very thankful that Lord did not ever give up on me. And He loved me. And He was gracious to me and He was kind to me. And I had an opportunity to hear the gospel again. And that I was able to put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. See, Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says that it is by faith that you have been justified to have that peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Then I realized when I put my faith and trust in my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that I have that peace, that I'm no longer at war. After putting my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ in my teens, in my mid-teens, got baptized as per the scriptures. We have that zeal and you have that joy, for you have been saved because you are not being held now to that condemnation. Well, I've been saved from that eternal damnation. So you have that zeal and joy for the things of the Lord. But my brothers and sisters, in my walk as a Christian then, and that is when I can officially say I'm a Christian, not because my parents are Christians, but because I put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I did not walk after being a Christian, I did not walk in the ways of the Lord. See, I didn't truly appreciate what we just read now, grace, the grace, the sovereign grace. See, if we were to break up this word grace, G-R-A-C-E, God's righteousness at Christ's expense. To truly appreciate what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. See, it's later on in my years, as I walked in my Christian journey, because I realized that in your Christian journey, the Lord has saved you, but you still have that sinful nature in you. You will not be completely free of sin. And so, in my Christian journey, there were ups and downs. There were ups and downs in my Christian journey, but I can be thankful to the Lord that once again, that I truly appreciated and come when I truly appreciated His grace and truly understood what grace meant for me. See, I read another passage of scripture of Romans chapter 5. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, as I've just mentioned about this grace, God's righteousness at Christ's expense. It's God's unmerited favor towards us. Not that we deserved it, but He loved us. As you can just, we've just read that now. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. God demonstrates His own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. But in my mid-20s, when I really appreciated that sovereign grace of what it meant when God demonstrated His love toward us, that while we were still sinners. See, God did not need to do any of that. Because while we were still sinners, the Lord Jesus Christ, He sent His only begotten Son to this earth. God Himself to come onto this earth in the likeness of man. And how He was blameless, pure, sinless. He went to that cross of Calvary for me. And how He took upon my sins on that cross. And He died for me. It's when I truly try to understand and appreciate what I've been brought into. That sovereign grace that He demonstrates His own love towards us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. See, my brothers and sisters, I have obviously regrets of that once I was saved, and I know that once I'm saved, I've got eternal security. I've got eternal security. For that's what the Word of God says. I didn't walk or grow as a believer. And it took my mid-20s to really realize and to truly appreciate what grace meant to me. And so, I'm very, very thankful that, as I've mentioned, God never gave up on me. See, I was sitting week in and out listening to the gospel. Week in and out hearing the gospel. Sitting in the same way, the seats that you're sitting right now, but yet having that deep conflict and deep resistance. But I'm very, very thankful to the Lord. And I give Him all the praise and glory and honor. It's because not nothing I have done. It's nothing of my works. For it is by grace. Read that again. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. I'm very, very thankful that God poured His sovereign grace, not of my merits, not of anything I've done, for I could do nothing. And I'm very thankful for the finished work on that cross of Calvary of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm very thankful as I stand here today that I have that peace with God. And I have that eternal security with my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let His name be praised. I'd just like us to sing a hymn, 894. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretched sinner like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. We can just sing the first verse.